Well, my understanding of it was that a person was invited or came to the church in Mitchelstown and spoke at 7 different masses on the day. One of those masses did have quite a few children present. What is very, very important is to understand that, contrary to what the article in the Irish Examiner said, she did not speak specifically about what happens during abortion. There was no graphic account of an abortion, which the article indicated that there was. And she does not have a son who is disabled herself. It is her daughter's son who happened to be disabled. And she was merely using it as an example in the course of her story to explain how, having had an abortion herself, that she had felt guilty about anything that went wrong in her life, thinking that it was the fault of her abortion. And she was specifically then said how she had come out of that feeling of guilt through her experience with Rachel's Vineyard. And this woman has given about 85 different retreats herself to other women who have had the same experience, and knows a lot about the healing that can come through the work in the church, as such in this case. So that's what it was about. And she doesn't have a child who's disabled herself. And not only that, but in the course of her conversation, she made it very, very clear how that child is now extremely cherished and valued within her family, and that they all have a great, great love for that child.
You use the word guilt there, and that's something that people often experience when they have abortion. But do you think that guilt comes from the act of having abortion, or does it come from the fact that people view having an abortion negatively?
Well, I think the guilt comes from the fact that she had an abortion herself. Now, she had the abortion herself very quietly. She had it when she was in England. There were nobody in her family knew she had it at the time. And it was a very private matter, yet she experienced a lot of guilt following the abortion. And this apparently is quite a common experience. What happened in her case is that she was feeling nauseated. She was expecting, she was feeling nauseated, went into hospital, and she was going to sleep at night when a young doctor sat down alongside her and suggested that she could have an abortion and that it would cure her ailment. The following morning she was wheeled in, and when she came out of her abortion, she realised immediately that she'd done something that she regretted, that she didn't want to do really, and she hadn't had time to think about it properly. So she then was essentially blaming herself for doing that, and probably had a good understanding that she had taken a life, but was obviously wreaked with the experience of having done that. And it took her a long time before she faced up to that properly, and it was through Rachel's Vineyard as a group that she found solace and is now able to speak about those things and no longer has any experience of guilt in relation to that.
And what is it about Rachel's Vineyard that allows people, or that helps people, to overcome those feelings?
Well, Rachel's Vineyard is based on an Old Testament situation where Rachel had lost her children. She's wailing for her children that she has lost. And what Rachel's Vineyard is about then is it's acknowledging that many women who experienced an abortion, and these are actually multi-denominational situations, or no denomination at all. So a lot of people who come to these retreats, as they call them, for most people, they can recognize that what they've lost is their baby, effectively. Nobody walks up to an expectant mother and says, you know, that's a beautiful blob you're carrying, or that's a beautiful fetus you're carrying. You know, they acknowledge straight away that, you know, lovely that you're expecting a child. And that is the way it is viewed in society generally, in reality. But for instance, this woman, when she did have her abortion, what was said to her specifically was, we can get rid of that blob. And that was, she remembered that term specifically, you know. And at the time it seemed a grand thing, but afterwards she recognised that it was what it was, a child, and it was her child she had lost. And this is the experience for many women, unfortunately, in this situation. And it's very important. I mean, some people often think that the church is negative as such on abortion. And it is on the act of abortion, but it is one of the great supports that is actually there for women who do not feel well after their abortion. And Rachel's Vineyard is one of those outreaches that help in a great way in that area.
Was the lady in question who spoke at the Mass, I mean, was she distressed at the take of the article, or was she distressed at the reaction that was caused, or, you know, distressed at the idea that she might have upset people? How did she feel about the reaction to her speech or to her talk?
Well, she wasn't distressed. I spoke with this woman, and this woman, if you've been through an abortion, if you've been through what she's been through, and if you've spoken to as many people as she has spoken to on this issue, you're not put off very easily, you know. And she knows very well this is one person who may or may not have been at the Mass who started this. The only other negative view she had was from one woman who had read the article, who hadn't been at the Mass, who had read the article and had a disabled child herself, who got back and says, how dare you speak like that about my disabled child, that it, you know, thinking that the woman was saying that she had something against disabled children, which was exactly the opposite of what she had expressed at the Mass. But from the article, you could glean that. So she wasn't in any way upset, because you expect this kind of thing, especially if you speak against abortion in society today. You expect people to be annoyed. You expect people to think you're a fool. And she knows it comes with the course. If you're out saying things like she is saying, if you go out and say, you know, abortion is not a solution for anything, which is what the church holds true. If that is the case, then you're going to get some flack in society today. There's no doubt about it.